Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Now, we might be out and about in Credit Union Plus here in Navan, but we couldn't have a Friday without Niall O'Brien talking movies, and he's on the line. How are we getting on, Niall?
I'm doing very well. How are things up in Navan?
Things in Navan are flying it here. Absolutely flying it so here. Now, getting straight down to business, you have a competition as always.
That's right, our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? Identify the voice of the mystery actor or filmmaker and you can win a pair of tickets to the Omniplex Cinema for the film of your choice.
Yes, and they have locations at the Omniplex Deluxe Venue in Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk or Omniplex Balbriggan, and there's some fantastic movies out right now. The best way to see them is on the big screen. For full details, we've got omniplex.ie for your showtimes and bookings. Now, I didn't have a sneaky listen like I normally do to our mystery voice. Do we need a clue?
Let's say this fella, it's always somebody with something to do with one of the films or the shows that we're talking about. Let's just say this guy does not like serpents on 747s.
Cryptic as always. Thank you so much for that. Okay, who is this talking now? 086-1800-658.
He doesn't have a superpower, but he has the power of persuasion.
Oh. Fantastic. Okay, I'm getting where your clue is coming from. Ah, they'll get that. Ah, come on now. 086-1800-658. Who is that talking now? Now, look at Niall, you know, between you and I at times, sometimes, you know, we sort of have words, but there's never any hard feelings, is there?
No, there is not. So this is no hard feelings out in cinemas today. This is a new comedy starring and produced by Jennifer Lawrence. So it's a bit of a departure for her. She plays a character called Maddie. She's a 30-ish woman who pays the bills as an Uber driver, but she's in a kind of state of arrested development. She's a bit kind of irresponsible, if you like. She ends up with no way to make a living when her car gets repossessed, and she's in danger of losing her home due to non-payment of taxes. So she answers an online ad, which is usually a very dangerous thing to do. But this is an ad from Alison and Laird Becker, a pair of well-to-do parents played by Laura Benanti and Matthew Broderick. And they are a bit concerned about their 19-year-old son, Percy, played by Andrew Barth Feldman, who's about to head off to college, but he spends most of his time in his room. He's socially inept, he's withdrawn, and he's uncommunicative. But if there is anybody who might be able to pull Percy out of his self-made ditch, it might well be Jennifer Lawrence, who is promised a new car if she will agree to date, inverted commas, Percy for the summer. And she says, I am going to date the hell out of him. So she's going to get him out of his shell and essentially pop his cherry. Now, this is what we would call an R-rated comedy. Do you know what I mean? Which you don't see a lot of, you know, maybe on streaming, but not in cinemas. But it's Jennifer Lawrence, I guess, has wanted to kind of stretch her wings and do a bit of comedy. And she's really, really good at it. I was surprised how funny she is. And the greatest assets of this film are the two central performances. As I say, Jennifer Lawrence has really good comic timing. She's great. This character has really cynical put-downs and clapbacks and one-liners. She's great at those. And she's also really, really good at the physical comedy in here. And Andrew Barth Feldman, who plays Percy, this is only his second film. He holds his own against her. It'd be very easy to play this character as a kind of a parody nerd, but instead he puts a little bit of nuance in there and rises to the intimidating challenge of acting directly opposite Jennifer Lawrence. And the two of them have a really good rapport in it, you know. And I was surprised how tender this film was, because you kind of think raunchy comedy. You hear the premise. The director of this is a director called Gene Stupnitsky, and he made a film called Good Boys, which I reviewed when it came out. That did a great job of balancing this kind of gross out comedy and the more tender moments. And this film does exactly the same. It is gross. It is lame in parts. It is daring, and some of it works and some of it doesn't. But Jennifer Lawrence, the leading lady, is all of that as well in the part, and all in this, and very endearing. I had a good time watching it. Yeah.
Okay. So out today, No Hard Feelings. Now, moving to our streaming review, Secret Invasion on Disney Plus.
That's correct. It's Marvel's first live action series for 2023 and the first in Phase 5.
Sorry, did you say Marvel? Like, I should have known. Marvel. You said Marvel. Yeah. So,
and it,
contract
it stars,
obliged, click tick there, yeah.
It stars Samuel L. Jackson.
Don't worry, they have it on 086-1800-658. They are flying in here, absolutely.
He returns as the super spy Nick Fury, facing yet another world-threatening calamity. So as the series begins, only the first episode is out, Fury returns to Earth after years being off-world, developing this new space defense system for the planet. He comes back, he's got a scraggy beard, he's world-weary, he's lost all of the confidence that he had in the previous films, because as several characters keep telling him, he's lost a step since being blipped out of existence by Thanos' snap, and he's forced to kind of face his own age, his mortality, and the weight of kind of mistakes that he's made in the past, and he has to kind of find out if he has it in him to face one more major challenge. And the major challenge he has to face comes in the form of shape-shifting alien Skrulls, refugees from an interstellar war, and we met them in the Captain Marvel movie. At the end of that film, Nick Fury promised to help them find a new planet, but now here we are.
Oh, we lost him.
Tired of waiting for him. Oh, can you hear me? Yeah.
No, you're all good. You're all good.
Yeah. A deadly faction of Skrulls has grown tired of waiting for Fury to find them a new planet. They decide they're going to take the Earth for themselves. They take the place of key human leaders and want to instigate World War III and annihilate humanity. So apart from Sam Jackson, we've got Ben Mendelsohn returning, the Australian actor, as a friendly Skrull, Talos, Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones as his daughter, Gaia, Olivia Colman as Sonia Fallsworth, who is Fury's counterpart in British intelligence, who has the kind of mannerisms of the school headmistress. There's a scene between the two of them, which is really good, but she's very ruthless too. There are some reoccurring Marvel MCU characters. Martin Freeman is in this as Everett Ross. Kobe Smulders as Maria Hill. But it really centers around this aging Nick Fury, who's struggling to handle this crisis, which essentially is created by this promise that he broke. We get a more focused story, focused on this flawed human hero rather than a super person juggling CGI cars. So you kind of very, very quickly it becomes clear that the Avengers aren't going to, you know, come in and save the day on this one. As I say, only the first of 6 episodes is available so far. Mm. New ones come out every Wednesday. But I'd imagine there's going to be a lot of twists and turns to come. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Oh, listen, you had me at Avengers, you know what I mean? I'm definitely getting stuck into that one. So moving to our TV movies of the weekend and Friday, T.G. Carr, 9:35. We have to have mentioned this before, from 1969.
That's right, The Wild Bunch. This is a classic Western directed by Sam Peckinpah. It's about a group of aging outlaws. They have this kind of private code of honour of the Old West, and they're starting to realise that their era has passed and they're at odds with the 20th century. They're hired to steal guns for a Mexican general and they instead decide to turn against him. It's got a great cast of kind of big cowboys, you know what I mean? Craggy-faced men. William Holden, Ernest Borgnine, Robert Ryan, Struther Martin, Edmund O'Brien. It's a great film. Very bloody, very bloody. Then Saturday on RT2 at 11:35.
One of my favourites, yeah.
It's really good. The French Connection. Gene Hackman and Roy Scheider, two tough undercover New York cops who use unorthodox methods, shall we say, to break an international drug ring headed by a French kingpin who is planning to ship millions of dollars worth of heroin into the US. And it's been in the news a little bit bit because I think it's available to stream on Disney Plus, and they've cut out one of Popeye Doyle's. He uses a very choice word, which we shouldn't really be using today. So they cut that out. So I don't. I think this will be the original version on TV. And then Sunday on BBC Two at 9 o'clock, Dunkirk from 2017. Christopher Nolan, of course, his big one is coming out soon, Oppenheimer, this summer. This is his story about Allied soldiers during World War II. They're surrounded by the German army, and it's basically about them waiting for evacuation. He plays around with time, as he does as well. You've got three separate storylines happening, you know, and it's got a great cast. Kenneth Branagh, Tom Hardy, Mark Rylance, among others.
It's so a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece of a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good, very good. So before we go, who was our mystery voice? But I think it was absolutely obvious this week.
Yes, it was, of course, Samuel L. Jackson himself.
Absolutely brilliant. And Mark, I think you are in Drogheda. You're going to be getting the tickets to the Omniplex cinema for that. Niall, thank you so much for jam-packed Real Reviews. We'll chat to you next week.
Talk to you next week when it's Indiana Jones time.
Oh, exciting. Get the fedora ready.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.